Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 5, Text Number 9. Ramovacha
Ramovacha
Samyak Karunikasyedam
Samyak Karunikasyedam
Vatsate Vichikitsitam Yadaham chodita somya Bhagavad virya dashane Brahmovacha Samyak karunikasyedam Yadvatsate vichikitsitam Yadaham choditam somya Bhagavad virya darshane Brahmovacha Samyak karunikasyedam Vatsate vichikitsitam Yadaham chodita somya Bhagavad virya darshane Brahmovacha Vatsate vichikitsitam Yadaham chodita somya Bhagavad virya darshane Brahmovacha Yadaham Chodita Sobhya Bhagavad Virya Darshane Ladies
Samyak Karunika Sedam
Samyak Karunika Sedam
Vatsate Vichikitsitam
Vatsate Vichikitsitam
Said,
samyak,
perfectly,
karunikasya,
of you,
who are very kind,
idam,
this,
vatsa,
my dear boy,
te,
your, vichikitsitam,
inquisitiveness,
yat,
by which,
aham,
myself,
chodita,
inspired,
shomya,
O gentle one,
bhagavat,
of the personality of Godhead,
virya,
prowess,
darshane,
in the matter of
Lord Brahma said, "My dear boy, Narada, being merciful to all, including me, you have asked all these questions because I have been inspired to see into the prowess of the Almighty Personality of Godhead." Purport. Brahmaji, being so questioned by Naradaji, congratulated him. "For it is usual for the devotees to become very enthusiastic whenever they are questioned concerning the Almighty Personality of Godhead. That is the sign of a pure devotee of the Lord. Such discourses on the transcendental activities of the Lord purify the atmosphere in which such discussions are held. And the devotees thus become enlivened while answering such questions. It is purifying both for the questioners and for one who answers the questions." Why doesn't everybody move forward a bit here, because the persons who come in late are humble and they don't want to disturb everybody. So they go to the back, but the back's full. Not many ladies today. Bit sparse on that side. The pure devotees are not only satisfied by knowing about, well, by knowing everything about the Lord, but are also eager to broadcast the information to others. For they want to see that the glories of the Lord are known to everyone. Thus, the devotee feels satisfied when such an opportunity is offered to him. This is the basic principle of missionary activities. Om Ajnana Timirandasyaha Gananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahayam Dadatisva Padantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripata Mahambande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam. So I was just going to look up one word here. I'm wondering whether choditaha is a compound of cha and uditaha. But anyway. We'll look it up. No, no. It's a word by itself. Choditaha. Being inspired. Encouraged by. Okay, so there are a number of points here that are relevant. So Brahmaji is being, Lord Brahma is responding to a number of questions presented to him by his son Narada Muni. Those questions have been delivered, if you like, with respect and with inquiry, inquisitiveness. One of the words here, vichikitsitam, nice word, vichikitsitam, inquisitiveness, one of the qualities or characteristics of the devotees is that they're inquisitive. They want to know what is Krishna, what is God, who is the source of everything, janmadyasya yataha. The whole Bhagavatam begins on this premise that we're going to discuss the source of everything. Where did I come from? Not only where did I come from, where am I going? This is the, you know, Prabhupada says the simple facts of life. Who is Krishna? What is my relationship with him? How should I act in that relationship? This is, you know, this really is. And if I don't act in that relationship, what happens? And the devotee is fully aware of what happens. Repeated birth and death and suffering, distress in material existence. Or we should be. You know, sometimes we're not fully conscious of these things. And we forget. The nature of the living entity is forgetfulness. One of the reasons why we're regularly hearing Srimatam Svakata Krishna Nashta Prayashava Patreshu Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya, rendering of service to the Bhagavat. That means Bhagavat, the devotee, and Bhagavat, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Discourse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, so that we can remember. And why we, it's why we're inquiring, so that we can be free from the forgetfulness of material existence and not be covered. Just like, you know, Chinchiripa woke me up this morning and I was having a dream that I was advising John Lennon and Paul McCartney on how to become more popular. And I was telling them that with every record they sell, they should sell, it was winter time, I guess, they should sell a pair of gloves so people can keep warm, so the poor people can keep warm. And anyway, total ignorance. You know, I was lying in my bed snoring, actually. So this is material life, that we forget who we are. And we, you know, misidentification with the body and with the mind. The gross and subtle energies, the material energy, but the gross and subtle effect of the material energy is that we forget who we are. We've forgotten. But when we're situated in remembrance of Krishna, fully in remembrance of Krishna, then we're enlivened. We're enthused. Susukam kartam avyayam. One becomes happy, constantly happy, in engaged in devotional service. Pavitram idam uttamam pratyakchak savagamam dharmyam susukam kartam avyayam. It gives direct perception of the self. You know, in one sense, if our engagement in devotional service is not making us happy, then we have to analyze, you know, am I actually performing devotional service? That's the result of devotional service, not that we're mopey and moody and think that everybody's picking on us and we've got too much to do. The mood of a devotee is to happily and enthusiastically engage in devotional service, no matter how much the challenges and the difficulties are. We can see that in Srila Prabhupada's example. Despite suffering setbacks and difficulties and challenges, he remained enthusiastic. This is because he understood this is the Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, na sochati na kanchati. No hankering, no lamenting over that platform of existence. We can pray for it. Right? Na sochati na kanchati. No lamentation. Oh, I lost this or I lost that. I didn't get this and I didn't get that. Life is tough. And kanchati, I want this, I want that, I want the other thing. No, a devotee is actually happily engaged in devotional service. Pratyakshavagamam dhamyam is the perfection of religion because it gives us direct perception of the self. Krishna says, I give them the understanding by which they come to me. Tesham evanu kamparatam maham. What is it? Jamatam. Tesham evanu kamparatam maham majana. I've forgotten it. Nasayam yatmat. Bhavasto jnana deepa basvata. Usually I can just rattle that slogan off without even thinking about it. To those tesham evanu kamparatam, to those who I am merciful to those who Krishna is merciful to, in other words, those who are engaged in devotional service, that's Krishna's mercy. I give them the understanding, I destroy the darkness born of ignorance with the shining lamp of transcendental knowledge. So when we're engaged in devotional service, we should be inspired. Just as here, Lord Brahma is inspired by the questions. Prabhupada said this is a symptom of a pure devotee. He's inspired to be engaged in Krishna's service, even if it's from a material point of view, you know, just cleaning the kitchen or washing the pots. You know, I had personal experience with this many times when I was a young devotee. And we would have to do the kitchen cleanup. And the kitchen cleanup for me was, you know, because I was just basically lazy by nature. And the idea of having to work for 3 hours straight doing something, you know, quite mind-numbingly boring was not appealing. You know, from the material point of view, not appealing. I've got to wash the pots, clean the floor, wash down the benches. You know, the devotees always, in those, the 9 o'clock cook used to think that the kitchen clean-up man was his personal servant. Because usually he was you were a bhakta and he was a brahmana. Right? So bhaktas have to do what brahmanas tell them to do. And so, you know, wash this, clean this, here, do that, while you're trying to concentrate on this big mountain of pots that had to be washed. Or at least it appeared to be. It wasn't that many pots, but it looked like a mountain of pots. But what I discovered, you know, usually you start off, and often we'd already worked, you know, a full day. We'd been out on Sankirtan or, you know, so generally speaking, one was tired. But what I discovered was that if you threw yourself into the service wholeheartedly, you know, off the mental platform. So what the devotees always say, come on, get off the mental platform. Just do it. You know, Nike borrowed that saying, I think. You know, you just got to get into it and do it. What I discovered was if I got into it, did it, and didn't worry about what was, how long it was going to take or how much there was to do. But if you throw yourself into your service and do it with full enthusiasm, cause, and this is recommended by Rupa Goswami, you know, not, oh, it's too hard. That's not what's recommended by Rupa Goswami, that you feel dejected and despondent and unhappy. Even if you do feel dejected, despondent, unhappy, utsaha, one is recommended to be enthusiastic. Huh? Utsaha. Maha utsaha. Right, this is where the word festival comes from. Utsav. To be enthusiastic. That's what festivals do. They make us enthusiastic. Or they encourage us to be enthusiastic. So here, Brahma is enthusiastic because he's been questioned. That's a symptom of a pure devotee. Huh? Not only because he's been questioned, but a devotee should be enthusiastic all of the time. If we're not enthusiastic, it means that we're being attacked by them, you know, or we're at risk of being attacked by the material consciousness, by the mental platform. I've just created a challenge for myself. Often I'll get into the shower and then I'll just listen to my mind. And then I'm in the shower for 10 minutes. Huh? So I've set a challenge for myself. 60 second showers. Right? 60 second. You can do it actually, it's not difficult. Count to 60 slowly. Right? 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and it's only a minute. I discovered that actually I can have a shower in a minute. And you see that with Prabhupada. When Prabhupada went to the bathroom very quickly. Right? Not wasting time. Because, was it? Avyata kala tvam. This is a symptom of, this is the one of the symptoms of the seed of prema. Ashakti, attachment to Krishna, is avyarta kala tvam. That one doesn't like to waste time in devotional service. Avyarta kala tvam. Nama Ganesh Sadaruchi likes to chant all of the time. These are the symptoms, amongst others. So, Brahma is enthusiastic. Why? Because it gives him an opportunity to be purified. So he's very appreciative of what Narada is inquiring, because he knows that he's enthusiastic about his service. And especially the opportunity to glorify Krishna. Satatam kirta yanto mam yatas chanta dridabrataha. Right? This is a characteristic of the devotee. They engage in the service of the Lord with firm determination. Dridabrata means determined vow. Right? Dridabrata. So Brahma is very appreciative of the questioning that he's received from Narada. Prabhupada says it is purifying both for the questioners and for one who answers the questions. Oh, yes. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido. Does anybody know the next line? Satam prasangam mama virya samvido. Ya. What's the next line? Yeah, Rasayana Katha. The Krishna Katha is like the Rasayanam. You know, the life of the devotees. And they want to share it with others. They're enthused to hear about Krishna, and they're enthused to speak about Krishna. Not because, now everybody can hear me and hear how wonderfully learned I am. But because it's purifying. Pavitram idam uttamam. Pavitra means purifying. Uttamam means transcendental. Uttama, above ignorance. You know, one time when Srila Prabhupada was, one of his servants was very morose, and Prabhupada actually told him, get out of here, why do I have to see your melancholy face? Right? He was chastised. And sometimes we need chastisement. You know, we don't like it, but we need it. Because the mode of ignorance has become too prominent. You know, that's why the material energy kicks us. Whack! And we think, oh no, why me? But actually, the material energy is kicking us to wake us up. We're so steeped in ignorance, sleeping, that we need a whack. Because basically we're trying to enjoy the material world. We think we're the enjoyer. But how come if we're the enjoyer, we're always suffering? Right? But that never occurs to us. Right? I'm the enjoyer, but I'm always suffering. We never think, there's something wrong here. But instead we keep, no, actually, we are enthusiastic about enjoying in the material world. And we're determined to get it. And we're waiting patiently, but all the time we're getting kicked. Boom, boom, boom. Huh? So we're using the principles of devotional service in the service of Maya. We're enthusiastic, determined and patient to enjoy the material world, but we're never successful. But that's a lesson. There's a lesson to be learned in that. The real method for becoming happy is to serve Krishna. And when we serve Krishna and Krishna's happy, then automatically we become happy. If we give up attachment to the enjoyment of material pleasures or material things. And you know, sometimes very often it's subtle. Position. Actually, we went to Gokulanath's wedding yesterday. And usually weddings bore me like anything. There's actually only two people who really have a good time at a wedding. And even they're not necessarily having a good time. Yeah. But I got an opportunity to sit up on the stage and crack a coconut, you know. And everybody's looking at me. Well, look at him, he's cracking a coconut. Well, at least I'm thinking that everybody's looking at me. So then I'm thinking, oh, this is a pretty good wedding, right? Because I got to do something and I got a chance for people to see me. So I'm thinking, why does... Usually weddings are boring, but this wedding I thought was okay. So, actually it was quite nice. Everybody knows Sri Gaura? Oh, not everybody here, but Sri Gaura's... And it was funny because Sri Gaura couldn't come. Sri Gaura rang me up the other day and he said, you've got to go. And I said, we're going, we've already. And Sri Gaura is such a wonderful devotee and his family, actually, very nice family. And the boys are doing very well. But he was watching everything on Skype. So his head was there in the iPad. I waved, when they took pictures, I was waving to him, he's waving back. Virtual wedding for him anyway. So, you know, and I was thinking, you know, my motivation actually here is not very, this is not very good. But sometimes this is what we're motivated for. We're motivated by personal, you know, motivations, personal considerations. Yes, everybody's looking at me. Even sometimes we do our devotional. So I know there used to be a big competition. Who could do the biggest collection, and your name would be read out last. You know, number one, Rani Ruda, so many points. I'm more advanced than everybody else because I collected more today. The motivation shouldn't be for recognition, pratishta, or puja. Should be for rendering of service. So Brahmaji is rendering service by responding to the questions. Vichikicitam. Vichikicitam. What's going on here? Now it's interesting. The pure devotees are not only satisfied. It's purified. Yeah, it's purified both for the questioners and for one who answers the questions. Not that we're speaking for our own purification and for the purification of others. We're presenting for our own purification. And we should be good speakers and we should be acknowledged and respected for our presentation, actually. We should be. That's not the reason why we do it. If our presentation is well given and well received, then it will achieve this result of purifying both us and the hearer. So it's done in the mood of service. Not in a mood of, you know, I'm the superior and you're the inferior, but rather it's a sharing. That's what the items of devotional service is, really sharing. What is it? What's the first? Revealing one's mind in confidence and inquiring confidentially. Dadati pratigrinati. Giving and taking. Dadati, the first exchange. Giving and receiving. Dadati pratigrinati. Guhyam akyati pritchati. Bhunkte. Then comes bhunkte bhojayate jaiva. Right? Prasadam after. And not for some material, you know, gain. Tadati pratigrinati, giving and receiving. With the understanding that that's very purifying for us. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido. There's great power and potency. And this word virya is here as well. Translated here as prowess. Lord Brahma has seen the prowess of the Lord. Even though Lord Brahma is very powerful and is the engineer of the creation, still he's only able to perform that task or that service because of the facility afforded to him by the Lord. And so therefore Lord Brahma says, you know, Anadi adi govindam sava karana karanam. He's the source of everything, and he's the source of my prowess or my potency, and I'm enthused by that. And enthused to serve him In this case, service through hearing and chanting. The basis, you know, this is the sravanam, kirtanam is the basis of the performance of devotional service. So, the devotees, Prabhupada says here, a very interesting sentence. The pure devotees are not only satisfied by knowing everything about the Lord. So this is the result of our devotional service should be that we know who Krishna is. You know, it's not Krishna is ananta. So it's not possible to know everything, all of the details about Krishna. But Prabhupada says it is possible to know as much as, you know, just like, you know, when you're friendly with someone, then you can say you know that person intimately. But you may not know every single detail about that person's life. Right? Every single detail. But you'll know enough to be able to say, I know this person intimately. Right? Because you're very close and friendly to them. You don't know everything about them. Like a, you know, like an encyclopedia. But you know that person intimately, and so therefore you can then say, you know, this person is my friend and I know them. You know what they like and you know what they don't like. You know what they like today and what they don't like, and are able to reciprocate with them. So, in that sense, even though the Lord is unlimited, we can say the devotees know everything about the Lord. But here it says the devotees are not happy about knowing everything about the Lord. You know, it's not that we have a club and our club is that we just cultivate knowledge about Krishna and that's it. Right? We have our Bhakti Shastri and our Bhakti Vaibhav and we're all very learned brahmanas. Right? The pure devotees are not only satisfied by knowing everything about the Lord but are also eager to broadcast the information to others. So this is a characteristic of the devotees, the pure devotees. We may not be inspired to do this, but on the order of the spiritual master, we should, and the order of Lord Chaitanya, actually. Lord Chaitanya, we're all followers of Lord Chaitanya, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
Hands up those who are not followers of Lord Chaitanya. Good. Just in case there's somebody who doesn't know what we're doing here. We're all followers of Lord Chaitanya. Actually, we are followers of Rupa Goswami. We're known as Rupanugas. Rupanuga. The followers of Rupa Goswami. But Rupa Goswami is the leading disciple, Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale. He understood the mind of Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya's mission was to establish Krishna consciousness. Right? Stapitam Jena Bhutale, as I understand it, Stapitam Jena Bhutale means on this planet to establish Krishna consciousness preaching. Right? That's it, that's our business. Lord Chaitanya, this is explained in that we've been studying the Nectar of Instruction at the Urban Yoga on Tuesdays. Lord Chaitanya appeared in the mood of the topmost devotees, the gopis of Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya appeared in the mood, he's Krishna himself, but he wanted to relish the state of being of Radharani. Because Krishna was thinking, what is it in me that she sees that is so attractive, that she's so attached to? Excuse me. So Krishna appeared in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So, Twisha Krishnam, Krishnavanam, Twisha Krishnam. So, Krishna in truth, but not blackish Krishna. Right? Why is that? Because he's Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani, and so therefore he assumes the golden form of Srimati Radharani as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pitambara, isn't it? Pitambara. So, Rupa Goswami understood that mood of Lord Chaitanya. And Prabhupada explains this. He says, one who's a friend of... if you're a friend of somebody, that means you're very dear to them. Right? And generally you're very dear to them because you do things that are pleasing to them. Although sometimes, we see with husbands and wives, for example, they're dear to each other, but they do things that they do things to each other that are not pleasing. Right? The wife gets on the husband's case, or the husband gets on the wife's case. Right? That in and of itself is also an exchange of affection. Intimate affection means sometimes chastisement. Right? If you're really dear to somebody, then you'll tolerate the chastisement. If you're very close. So, one who is dear to Krishna knows that Krishna is happy at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, the last verses of the Bhagavad Gita. So, the last statement, Krishna says, there is no one more dear to me than he who distributes this knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita to the devotees. And that was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's external mission. His internal mission was to develop the mood and the mood of a devotee and perfect that in devotional service. But his external mood was in establishing the Sankirtan movement. Right? Distributing the holy name. Discussing the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita with the devotees. In public discourse, Bhagavad Gita. In private with the devotees, and only then very advanced devotees, Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is really intimate, especially this is how we get to know Krishna. By studying the Srimad Bhagavatam. But first of all, we have to know how, before we can appreciate Krishna in Vrindavan, we have to appreciate Krishna as Brahman. What is it? Vedanti tattva vidas jnanam yajjnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabhyate. So there's a progression of understanding. So we need to know that. Brahman, Paramatma, then, the personality of Godhead. So we need to start from the beginning, the basics. You see, that was Srila Prabhupada's public preaching. Usually, inevitably would be basic principles of Krishna consciousness. Not that Prabhupada didn't understand the higher, but one should present appropriately according to the audience, according to the time, place and circumstance. So, under Lord Chaitanya, in this mood of following in the footsteps of the gopis, of the most advanced devotees, he was absorbed in hearing and chanting about Krishna, especially in his later years. There was, you know, this, a section of his life is divided up into Adi Leela, Madhya Leela, Antya Leela. But in the Madhya Leela, very much it's the distribution of the holy name and the chanting of Hare Krishna. And we see that with Srila Prabhupada, you know, distributing the holy name, and especially distribution of knowledge. And distribution of knowledge through the vehicle, you know, basically it's a Brahminical culture. Vaishnav culture is Brahminical culture, or Brahminical culture is Vaishnav culture. And it's the transmission of knowledge. You know, this is what's going on here. Narada is inquiring, Brahma is speaking, and he's giving knowledge. Tadati pratigri yati. Tadati patiginati guyam akyati pichati. Giving, and he's inquiring and revealing his mind, and then Brahma is speaking for the benefit of everybody, for the purification of everyone. Satam prasangam mamavirya mamavirya sambhido. So, you know, this is the medicine, actually, for curing the material disease of this false identification with the body and the mind, the subtle and the gross, body and mind, gross and subtle. And so the devotees are enthusiastic, as Brahma is, to distribute this knowledge. You know, this is manifest very much in our book distribution. Prabhupada put so much effort into distributing this knowledge to others. He wasn't just satisfied, as it says here. The pure devotees are not only satisfied, not that they're not satisfied by, they are, we're satisfied by our learning and understanding. It's one of the reasons why a devotee is peaceful and not disturbed in difficult circumstances, because he knows, comes and goes. They're eager to distribute this knowledge. They're not just, we're satisfied, but at the same time dissatisfied. This is the, you know, this is the devotional conundrum. Huh? Unhappy. We're happy, but unhappy. What's an example of Manavendra Puri and what was the sannyasi Puri? Brahmananda or Ramananda? No. In the one who criticized Lord Chaitanya for eating sweets. Ramchandra. Is it? Yeah, Ramchandra. Okay. Yeah. So when Ishvara Puri was... Ishvara Puri was on his... He was in his final days, and he was reciting this verse. Was it Madhavendra Puri? Yeah, Madhavendra Puri. Ishvara Puri was his disciple, as Ramchandra Puri was also his disciple. And Madhavendra Puri was feeling the mood of separation, and relishing that mood of separation by reciting the one verse in the Bhagavatam, i.e. Nanda. I don't know the verse, I only know the first couple of words. And so he was reciting this verse recited by Srimati Radharani. Oh my Lord of Mathura, I couldn't be with you. I couldn't get your association because, you know, in that mood of separation, he was meditating on Krishna and deeply relishing that mood of separation, which is the vipralamba seva, which is very attractive and very relishable for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. But Ramchandrapuri came in and he saw his spiritual master apparently lamenting, right? And he said to him, you know, quoted the verse, Brahma Bhuta Prashanatma Nasochati Nakanchati. Why are you lamenting? But that kind of lamentation is a spiritual lamentation. It's not a material lamentation. He's not lamenting for himself, but he's relishing that mood of separation that Srimati Radharani was experiencing. And, you know, deeply absorbing himself in that. Madhavendrapuri is said to be the seed of that mood of devotional service, which fully blossomed and flourished as in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and which is available for us also. If we fully and enthusiastically immerse ourselves in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the service of Krishna, in that mood of separation from Krishna. So we need to know that. And so in that sense, we're happy understanding, knowing everything about Krishna, but we're unhappy because, or one of the reasons why we're unhappy, usually we're unhappy because we're not making enough of the spiritual advancement, but that's another thing. But we should be unhappy about the fact that others don't know. You know, we shouldn't be thinking, yes, our Bhakti Vriksha group is the most learned because we've now completed all of the Bhagavad Gita. It was good to know these things, but we should be taking that knowledge and preferably, you know, one of the methodology that Srila Prabhupada encouraged the most was to distribute his books to others. This is our means by which we distribute. They want to see that the glories of the Lord are known to everyone. Thus the devotee feels satisfied. So Brahma is satisfied he's been inquired. Because it's more difficult, it's more tricky because, you know, it's mentioned that actually we shouldn't preach to the faithless. It's considered to be an offence. Right? And we know it's difficult. It's very difficult to give Krishna consciousness to somebody who doesn't want it. Is that right? It's hard to wake up somebody who's pretending to be asleep. Huh? They want to stay in, you know, the eternal light. The owls. The owls like to remain in darkness. They screw up their face when the sun rises. They want to sleep. Remain in the darkness. So, we're satisfied when we get that opportunity, but it's also a challenge. It is not easy to preach Krishna consciousness, but it's good for them and it's good for us. That's why we do it. You know, it's very humbling to have to preach to others who... Of course, we live in a situation where we get lots of opportunities to preach, actually. You know, I was telling the devotees the other day, and he rang up again yesterday and was talking to Jester. There's one gentleman in Zurich who's depressed, feeling depressed, and he rings us up. He rings all the way from Zurich. We must be one of the few Hare Krishna temples and answers the phone. And then he wants the devotees to preach. Well, the other day I went to buy some milk. And there were two fellows having a pizza outside Don Giovanni's. And they saw me walking along. They said, "Hey mate, how's it going?" Not bad. What are you doing? Haven't seen you for a while. We used to see you chanting all the time. Why come you're not chanting? So then I had a chat with them. That's nice when, you know, happy are the Kshatriyas to whom these fighting opportunities come unsought. Right? We like to preach. But sometimes we actually have to go out and create the battle also. In order to find, we're prospecting, you know, prospectors. We're looking for gold. There's a song by Neil Young, Heart of Gold. Very nice song. I'm looking for a heart of gold, but I'm getting old. That heart of gold should be within us. That's what we should be looking for. But we're also looking for it in others. And you know, in order to find out whether people are interested, this is one of our prospecting methods is giving books, giving people an opportunity to hear from the pure devotee. So they get also this association. Narada Muni's got the association of Brahma. We want people to have the association of Srila Prabhupada. Just as we've benefited from his association, we want others to benefit from it as well. We're not happy just to enjoy it for ourselves. That's good. But, you know, sometimes even in that situation, we become morose. This happened to Vyasadeva. He'd compiled all of the Vedic literatures and yet he wasn't satisfied. And so he approached his spiritual master, which is what we should do, and inquired from him, what shall I do? I'm not satisfied. I'm feeling unhappy. And what did he say? The reason why you're feeling unhappy is because you haven't completely glorified the Lord. And that's Sankirtan. Sankirtan is the complete glorification of the Lord. That's through distributing the holy name and distributing books, distributing prasadam. Very powerful forms of Sankirtan. But especially, well, Srila Prabhupada emphasized all of these, but especially book distribution. We like to focus on book distribution in December. You know, everybody's in quite a bit of a giving mood. You know, a bit like Diwali in India. Festival time, everybody's happy, eating too much, giving gifts, right? Exchanging friendship, revealing one's mind in confidence and inquiring confidentially and just letting off crackers. We don't let off crackers. Actually, crackers, we used to let off crackers on Guy Fawkes Night, which was the 5th of November. Which is it illustrates the relationship we have with our politicians. We don't do it now. We used to celebrate the day that Guy Fawkes tried to blow up Parliament. Right? This is what we think of our politicians. Blow them up. And that was in November, so that's kind of, you know, beginning of the festive season. So we take advantage of that. People are generous and feeling, you know, enthusiastic about their generosity. So we should take advantage of that and try to distribute as many books as possible in that spirit of giving. This is real giving. Dadati. Right? Dan is giving knowledge. That enthuses us. If we do that, if we're feeling a little, you know, we should throw ourselves into our service because we should understand that it's part of the preaching. Not only book distribution. Certainly book distribution is most important, Srila Prabhupada said. If you distribute these books, then people get an opportunity to associate with the pure devotee, an opportunity to associate with Krishna. But all of our services actually add up to preaching. That's like the tip of the wedge, if you like. You know, you get the wedge in and then you start banging it. And then it gradually opens up. Actually, you know, well, many tips of the wedge. The chanting of Hare Krishna is inserted. That's one of the questions that the fellows were asking me. Why do you chant? So I said to them, it's good for us and it's good for you. I said, oh, yeah, okay, that's all right. We understand that. But why in public? You know, you're chanting. Why don't you just chant to yourself? I said, we do chant to ourselves. And I showed them my beads. We chant on our beads. But we also chant for you. It's good for everybody. And they had no, you know, actually, they understood that. Slightly pious people. That's one way we get it. And, you know, they don't want it, but we give it to them through the ears. Because the ears, you know, Prabhupada says, most important sense that we have is the ears. Always active. So even if we don't like it, we still hear it and it purifies. And the same with prasadam. Prasadam distribution is very powerful because people may not be at the point of philosophical inquiry. Right? But if you give them something nice to eat, then they become happy and satisfied with you. Then they start inquiring. And the same with giving people a book. The advantage of the book is that they can take it away with them. And be benefited later on. You know, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said the printing press is the Brihat Mridanga. Because the Mridanga, the call, can only be heard a few blocks. But the Brihat Mridanga can resonate all over the planet because people take the books and carry them with them. Put them in their bookshelf and then somebody will come along and pull it out. Oh, what's this? Krishna's the Supreme Personality, you've got it. Hmm? Why? So, it's good for others and it's good for us. And if we throw ourselves, we may not be on the Paramahamsa platform, but if we throw ourselves into our services that support the preaching, then that will be very pleasing to Krishna and we'll become enthused. Because I would throw myself into the kitchen cleanup. In the beginning I think, oh no, the kitchen cleanup. Ugh. 3 hours of suffering. But then I found if I threw myself into my service, then by the end of the 3 hours, I was very happy and ecstatic. Purified by the engagement in the service. So, you know, we shouldn't look... It's very easy to look on our service from the external platform and just see it as some mundane work. But we shouldn't look at it like that. We should look at it as if it is... It's our direct connection with Krishna. So if we engage in that activity wholeheartedly and enthusiastically, then we'll become purified and very happy, very ecstatic. Especially with book distribution. The devotees become very enthused and absorbed in the realizations of distributing Krishna consciousness to others. Very empowering, very enlivening, very enlightening. So, Prabhupada says here, this is the basic principle of missionary activities, being enthusiastic and merciful to others. Okay, I'll finish here. Does anybody have any comments or questions? 2 minutes past 9. Ooh. I don't know whether prasadam's ready or not. Usually isn't, right? I'll bring it up at half past. I think it's idli and dosha. Is it? South Indian breakfast today? Huh? Yes, some people didn't know that. Is it? Yeah. Right, Nisa, can you just have a quick look and see if breakfast's ready? Any comments or questions? Yes, Krishna Prabhu.
You see that Krishna took every position of Bali Maharaj in the form of
Bali. Yes, he did.
And Bali Maharaj was obviously only the entire 3 years.
Yes.
And so why he did that to Bali Maharaj?
Why did he do that to Bali Maharaj? Why did he take everything away from him? Lord Vamanadev wanted to show how much of a devotee. See, Krishna likes to glorify his devotees, right? Krishna's always been glorified, and he likes that. One of Krishna's names is Stava Priya, which means he likes to hear his own glorification, right? Just like you like to be glorified, right? Who doesn't like to be glorified? Everybody likes to hear. Although Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that, you know, the persons who glorify you are your enemies. Huh? They're your enemies. Because we're not the doer. Huh? We're not the doer. But in order to glorify, Krishna actually likes, you know, to hear his devotees glorified. He likes to glorify his devotees more than to have himself glorified. You know, we're the other way around. We like to be glorified more than anybody else. But Krishna likes to hear his devotees glorified more than himself. And so he wanted to show how great a devotee Bali Maharaj was. That even though he was going to lose everything materially, he was prepared to give it up rather than give up his service to the Lord. That was a symptom of his devotion. Despite the fact that as a result of his being surrendered to the Lord, he was going to lose all of his material wealth. And he, in giving away that everything, what Bali Maharaj is the epitome or the personification of Atmanivedanam, giving everything, surrendering everything. So, Vamanadeva wanted to, you know, that was the point I was going to make. As a result of that surrender, Lord Vamanadeva became Bali Maharaja's doorkeeper in the lower planetary systems, higher planets, you know. Where is it? Where does Bali Maharaj live? Yeah. Patala Loka. Sutala. Yeah. Which is, you know, considered to be the higher of the lower planetary systems. Is that right? Yeah. Where it's very opulent and people are very well endowed. And so later on, you know, he was blessed by the Lord's association. So the Lord, you know, is showing that even if you have to give up everything material, I'll still be with you. You'll have me. And Bali Maharaj felt that to have Krishna was more valuable than even, where Sukaracharya said, don't, it's a trick. He's going to cheat you. Which is another thing. You know, Bali Maharaj is showing that even, you know, because people sometimes surrender to this whole, to the guru principle. We've got to follow the guru, whatever. Right? The guru is God, as opposed to the guru is as good as God. But Bali Maharaj showed that even if the guru tells you to do something and it's not devotional service, then you ignore it. Right? Which is an offence. He's committed an offence. The guru's told him to do something, but he's ignoring it. Guru avagya. Prabhupada sometimes says this is the worst offence. Ignore the instructions of the spiritual master. So he ignored the instructions of the spiritual master, but actually, what do we say? Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadov. By the mercy of the guru, one gets Krishna's mercy. Right? So, but in this case, Bali Maharaj is famous because he disobeyed the orders of his guru, but he pleased Krishna. So the whole purpose is to please Krishna, not necessarily just to please the guru, especially if the guru is off, right? Which can happen. But, you know, people say, how come the gurus go off? Hey, have a look into history. This is not a new thing. Huh? Sannyasis and gurus doing odd things is not new. When Maharaj Prithu was performing his 100th Ashwamedha Yajna, Indra appeared in the form of a sannyasi, wasn't it? Anyway, we should adhere, I think, you know, Bali Maharaj is teaching us, we should adhere to the principles of pure bhakti and adhere to that principle of being prepared to surrender everything to the Lord. Ooh, that's not easy. But very, very satisfying if one can do it. One becomes satisfied, as I say, you know, kitchen clean-up means giving everything to Krishna for 3 hours. And then at the end, when you give everything to Krishna, or even on Sankirtan, we're going on book distribution, we've got to meet so many people, and they're all mudhas, and they'll swear at you and do all sorts of... Well, actually, no, people don't swear at you. Well, they used to swear at me sometimes. That was probably just me. Do people swear at you, Bhakti Lata? Huh? Usually not. No, that's because you're a sweet devotee. But sometimes people just walk up to you and say, X, Y, Z, how are you doing? So like, ooh. That's just, you know, that's kind of brute culture. You cower somebody by some show of bravado. Huh? Especially in Australian culture. Who are you looking at, mate? Intimidate. They try to intimidate. So it can be intimidating. But if we remain calm, interesting. People like that, if you remain calm and collected and don't react, that disarms them. Because, you know, usually if you're aggressive to somebody, then what's the... You know, like when a dog comes up to another dog, what does he do? Stands up, puts his hair on the back, goes up. But what does the other dog do? He goes... Right? So this is a standard response. Unless it's a very young dog. You know, young dogs roll over and... Huh? In India, you see these things all the time. The interactions, the social interactions of the dogs. Then when you see the human beings behave the same way, then you start scratching your head. What's going on here? It's very interesting. For some reason or other, the dogs like to circle each other so they can smell each other's backsides. What do they do that for? This is how you get to know somebody intimately in the dog world. Hare Krishna. So anyway, Bali Maharaj, very, very, you know, great example. And so Krishna, Vamanadev wanted to show that you may surrender everything materially, but you'll get me, and that's the most valuable possession, is to have Krishna, have our spiritual advancement intact. No manner of material acquisition will make us happy. In fact, guaranteed, our material acquisitions will make us profoundly unhappy. How does that sound? The gift of devotional service is so rarely achieved in the human form of life, and so valuable that we should cherish it and take advantage of it. What's happening, Bhakti sir? Okay. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada's book distribution ki jai. Nitai Gaura Premanandi Karima.